This is Paris.
Hey guys, so today we're going to be talking about the infamous stopping pour shirt. So basically, I did a TikTok about it. My friend Tiffany from TikTok was over here and we were just filming some content, and I don't know how it came up. We were just talking about like my iconic outfits, and she said, "Oh, do you still have the stopping pour shirt?" I was like, "What?" And I told her the story. I was like, "I never wore that shirt. That's actually a Photoshop picture." And she said, "Well, then you have to do like a video about it on TikTok explaining that." And that's how it came about, because this is something I never really talked about, because I assumed some people thought it was not real since there was the real shirt online. So anyway, the backstory is that my sister Nikki, she actually designed the tank top. It was from her chick line and it had the slogan "Stop Being Desperate." So we had the fashion show. It was amazing. So much fun. And yeah, just an innocent shirt. Stop being desperate. Something funny that we would always say. And then one day I got a picture sent to me and they're like, "I can't believe that you wore a shirt saying stop being poor." And I was like, "What? I would never wear something like that." And I looked at the picture and then I was like, "Oh my God, like somebody actually Photoshopped this." And then I was like, "Who would do this?" And I was assuming that it was, you know, a paparazzi agency or someone, because this was before social media. So it was before people were making memes or anything like that. This was like the first of its kind that's literally went on to be so many different memes. Like, it's even been changed. Like, stopping poor has become so many other things. People say like stopping, I don't know, there's a lot of them online, from that shirt. So when I saw that, it was just something that really bothered me. And, you know, just looking back at that time, I know that some people took it as lighthearted and saw it as a joke, but I definitely had a moment of insecurity where I didn't want people to think I would wear that shirt. I would never want to offend anyone, and telling people to stop being poor is just the opposite of my personality. And some people already had this perception of me that wasn't always positive. So this shirt just added to that stereotype that some people judge me to be. So it was really hard for me to have people thinking that I would wear something like this. And it's something that's came up all the time. I've just seen it everywhere. And I'll even be on the street sometimes and people will come up and like scream that to me as a joke and like laughing, because they think that I wore it. And then I would see it like every Halloween. It's just all over social media, people dressing as me wearing that. And now I've seen that it's being sold all over online. They're like rocking it to clubs. I'm always tagged in pictures on social media. And that shirt's like taken on a life of its own. And it didn't even exist. So it's like turned into this whole thing where literally like my persona is attached to it and people think that I would speak like that. And I'm just so not the person who thinks like that, speaks like that. And I don't know, it's just been something that has been annoying for a long time, because I feel like the last thing I would have wanted for people to see me as is someone who is entitled or thought that she was better than other people. It's just not me at all. And people that know me and know my heart know that despite appearances, I'm not that way at all. And I work very hard and I'm grateful for everything and every blessing that I have. That being said, it turned out to be an iconic moment. And I think most people see it as a hilarious thing after all these years. It got people talking for sure. And now I can finally look back at it and have a laugh about it. And back in the day, I always wore slogan shirts. Like, I wore ones that say, "Don't be jealous, that's hot," with your knot on the back. So I can definitely see why people would have thought the photo was real, because Photoshop wasn't as big of a deal back then as it is now. So right after I released the TikTok, I got a message from Blake Catherine. Blake was the artist that I collabed with for my NFT drop. And she wrote me, let me just pull out my phone. "My artist friend, who's amazing, saw your TikTok and apparently was the Photoshopper. I'm deceased." And then she sent me a screenshot of this girl, Jubilee. And she has the picture with the stopping Porsche and says, "Laugh my ass off. OMG, Paris Hilton made a TikTok about the shirt I photoshopped." And then Blake replied, "Wait, you photoshopped this?" And that's when they started texting. And then she wrote her, she screenshot what she texted her. "When I made that in 2013, I was on another planet. I hope she thinks it's funny, though. Never thought so many people would think it was real." And then Blake wrote, "Crying, laughing at this. I thought it was real. I'm so effing stupid." And then I replied to her, "OMG, I'm dead. I've been trying to find out for years who did that. So hilarious." And Blake said, "She is so mortified it went viral. I died." Like, it's iconic. "Tell her no worries. I'm not mad. But just think it's hilarious and always thought a paparazzi agency edited it. LOL." And she said, "Yeah, she's an insane pixel artist and apparently made it bored one night. The way this was born kills me." And I said, "Loves it." And then I got a DM on Twitter from Jubilee. And she said, "I'm glad you're not upset or anything. Truly didn't think people would think it was real or get upset over it. LOL. I hope it hasn't brought you any grief." And I replied, "Thank you for reaching out. I can laugh about it now, but it used to hurt my feelings before that people thought I really wore it because I felt bad that it hurt people's feelings and made them think I was stuck up, etc. So I felt beyond. Plus, I would never wear that, LOL. But I kept getting asked about it over the years, so I decided to answer. So crazy how I literally thought it was a paparazzi agency or someone who did it. Good that I can finally laugh about it now. Really does show you that you can't always believe what you read." And then I asked her to be on the podcast. She said, "Good morning. I'm sorry it used to hurt your feelings. It was totally not my intention, and I didn't even think about the backlash it would cause. I'm glad you can laugh about it now, though. And yeah, I was just a 20-year-old fan having fun with Photoshop, LOL. But I hope it's a relief it wasn't like paparazzi." And then she just said, "I've never done a podcast, but that would be fun." So I reached out to her and she's going to be on the podcast. I can't believe that was all the way back in 2013. Now it's 2021 and I'm finally addressing this. Wow. So I'm excited to talk to her and this is just so random, but yeah, let's do this. Well, hi, Jubilee. Is Jubilee your name or is that your art name?
It's like a joke name that I got forever ago, but I've gone by it for at least like 12 years now. So it's pretty much my name.
I like it. It's like a happy, fun name. Well, I want to thank you for coming on my podcast. I know you said you haven't done this before, so thank you for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. It's pretty cool to be invited, so I thought I would.
And I was just looking you up online and just seeing you're an amazing pixel artist. Like, I love your work. It's so beautiful. Just like the sunsets and the waves and the ocean, how you just like make like these beautiful scenes out of pixels that like look so real. So I was just want to say, I really love your art. It's so beautiful.
That's really sweet. It means a lot to hear that from you. It's just, It's really cool to hear that from somebody that I've kind of seen my whole life.
How long have you been an artist?
Pixel art and stuff, I started about 5 years ago.
And when did you start Photoshopping?
Honestly, around 2013, whenever I made that shirt Photoshop.
Yes. So years ago when you first photoshopped the picture and you saw it getting spread around, what did you think in your head?
Well, it was mostly just people laughing at it, but then people started taking it seriously and I was like, oh no. I didn't think anyone would actually believe it was a real shirt.
I know. I literally had to like explain that to people when I met them. I'm like, no, it was a shirt that said "Stopping Desperate." They're like, no, there's pictures all over online. I was like, no, someone made it as a joke, but I was so confused because I was like, oh my God, like, did a paparazzi agency like do this to me? So I had no idea it was like a girl artist, like just having fun.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the original shirt message and the way that you were just so flamboyantly posed in front of everybody. It was so funny to me. And so I just had to push that message even more extreme, I thought.
Did you think it would have become as widely circulated as it did?
Honestly, no. I used to make a lot of really silly Photoshops and stuff like that. Like, that was one of the only things I made with you. But I think... I don't know. I never really expected it to spread like that.
When I was on a Clubhouse a few months ago, I got asked that in one of the rooms. I was on stage and someone in the crypto community said, do you know that your Stop Being Poor shirt is like a huge thing in the crypto community where people like send it to each other? And it's like this whole thing about like inspiration and getting into crypto, and it's just like a really important part of the movement. I was like, what? They're like, yeah, like everyone thinks of it in like a really positive way. So I had no idea about that, but I guess it's like in the crypto community, it's something that they love. So yeah.
Yeah. It seems to be used a lot as a meme too, for like political responses and stuff. And honestly, I think it's really funny. I think it hits like the nail on the head for a lot of political responses it's been used for. And also the fact that a lot of people use it for their own personal motivation to make money is really cool.
Yeah. So I think even though I felt beyond, because I didn't want people thinking, you know, a lot of people, if they don't know me, they're like, oh, Paris Hilton, she's rich, she's spoiled, she's stuck up. But if anyone gets to know me, they see like I'm the total opposite of that. So I just was like, I was only upset just of the haters who like didn't get me, who would say it in a mean way. But I think anyone who understands me or gets me knows that it wasn't real, or if I did wear it, like it would have been like a joke and not like being like vindictive or weird and mean.
Yeah, like it just is such a ridiculous message. You would think that people would, I don't know that it's kind of satire and not real.
Did you ever have any idea that you would have such an effect on pop culture?
Well, no. Honestly, no. Not with that at all.
Yeah, you're definitely ahead of your time, because that was like before like all the memes and all of that really got just like happening online. So I feel like that was like one of the first, and then people started copying you and doing things like that as well.
Yeah, it's weird that it was like one of the first ones, and it like honestly on Tumblr and stuff like that, it really didn't get much traction. It only got like, it has like a less than 100,000 notes, but everywhere else it just blew up.
I know, I've seen it everywhere. Where did you first post the picture?
That's where I first posted it, was on Tumblr.
Okay, and then it just spread out from there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think like some article got a hold of it and was like, wow, I can't believe it, or something like that. Like they actually bought the shirt, was real.
What were you thinking when that happened?
I felt really bad, honestly. Like I didn't want anyone to like actually think it was real. I mean, when I look at it, it seems pretty obviously fake to me. So I don't know.
When you saw my reaction video on TikTok, what was going through your head?
It was really funny because my mom actually sent it to me and she's like, oh my God, aren't you the one that Photoshopped that shirt? And I was like, wow, that's so weird.
Did you ever think that I was going to address it?
Well, it's been so long. So I honestly thought no. Like if you would have addressed it, I thought it would probably have been when like immediately, like after it happened. But it's been so long. I was like, oh, I guess she just doesn't care.
Yeah, I was never even going to address it, because I feel like over my life, there's just been so many rumors about me in the media that I've just never addressed. And I wasn't going to address this, but my friend Tiffany, she works at TikTok and she was here and we were doing content and we were talking about iconic outfits, and she asked me where my Stop Being Poor shirt was. And that's how I told her the real story about how it said Stop Being Desperate. And she's like, we need to do a TikTok about that. That's like... people need to know that. So she taught me how to do like the green screen with like the pictures in the back, and that's how it happened. But yeah, I wasn't planning on ever talking about it, but I'm glad we did, because then I got to like meet you, and you like, I love meeting with female artists. So it's, I don't know, maybe everything in life happens for a reason.
Oh, that's so sweet. But It definitely took me by surprise to see that you finally did the TikTok. And it's so weird that you actually did the TikTok on the day that you did the TikTok, because it was 8 years to the day that I had posted that meme. Like, exactly. It's so weird.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, I had originally posted it on like May 2nd or 3rd, 2013. It was so weird.
That's so bizarre. I had no idea about that part, but wow, that's pretty interesting. We were in a different time back then, and a shared photo is basically like a meme today. How does it feel to have helped me make an iconic moment?
Honestly, it just kind of feels like one of many of your iconic moments, but the fact that it's kind of just so relevant nowadays is kind of cool. Like, I see it posted so often, and then like my friends that know that I made it, they always see and like send it to me and stuff like that, and it gets used in so many like viral memes. It's so funny.
What were your friends saying to you after they saw my TikTok?
They just can't believe it. And the fact that you even like reached out and stuff like that, it's so funny. Like, I've been kind of posting little updates and stuff in my Discord. And like, whenever you followed me, I posted that. And everyone was like, oh my God, no way. And then whenever you reached out and stuff, like, it's just funny. They're like all freaking out and they love you so much.
Oh, tell them I love them too. I saw some one person, they're like, "Oh my God, like that's like finding out like I don't know, someone wrote replied to you something about like it's like finding out like Santa Claus isn't real or something." I just thought that comment was hilarious.
Oh yeah, I know. It's so funny how many people thought it was real, and like in a positive way too. Like, they didn't think it was mean or anything. They just loved it for the fact that it was there, and they just wanted to use it as positive motivation. And I mean, I as a poor person, I'm the one that made it. So I mean, I kind of made it as a place and like satire from a poor person. So I mean, I kind of know what we're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying in the comments that they actually liked that shirt better and that they're sad that it's actually not true that I didn't wear it. But they said that you're a genius.
Well, you gave me the inspiration, so thank you.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And again, I love your art. It's beautiful. And yeah, I just really appreciate you coming on here and talking about this because I don't know. I feel like I'm always very shy with people as well. So I don't know. It's nice just to like connect and talk.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely been my first like phone interview I've ever done or anything like that. So it's been very interesting. But thank you so much for having me on. And it's kind of cool that you even want to talk to me just because I edited a shirt all those years ago. So thank you.
Well, it's been a big part of my life, so I'm happy we cleared that up and now we're friends.
Yeah, I definitely never meant any ill will or anything like that. And I'm sorry it caused you stress and stuff like that because you thought it was the paparazzi ever.
No, I'm just happy to know that it wasn't, because that would have been scary, because they have done weird stuff like that to me before. So,
Yeah, it was just some dumb kid with Photoshop.
yeah, it was innocent. All right, honey. Well, have a beautiful day and keep killing it with your art. And again,
Thank
thank you
you.
so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Just thanks for reaching out, and I hope we get to speak again.
I would love that. Bye, Jubilee.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to This is Paris. We love hearing from you. So leave us a review. Send an email to paris@iheartradio.com. Leave a voicemail at 833-87 Paris and follow us at This is Paris Podcast. Bye, babes.
Follow Paris at Paris Hilton and follow Hunter March, host of Eve's Nightly Pop at Hunter March.